Poor Mike. I'll bet he's mad. He absolutely loathes me, Edward said cheerfully. You can't know that, I argued, but then I wondered suddenly if he could. I saw his face. I could tell. How did you see me? I thought you were ditching. I was almost fine now, though the queasiness would probably pass faster if I'd eaten something for lunch. On the other hand, maybe it was lucky my stomach was empty. I was in my car, listening to a CD. Such a normal response, it surprised me. I heard the door and opened my eyes to see the nurse with a cold compress in her hand. Here you go, dear. She laid it across my forehead. You're looking better, she added. I think I'm fine, I said, sitting up. Just a little ringing in my ears, no spinning. The mint green walls stayed where they should. I could see she was about to make me lie back down, but the door opened just then, and Miss Cope stuck her head in. We've got another one, she warned. I hopped down to free up the cot for the next invalid. I handed the compress back to the nurse. Here, I don't need this. And then Mike staggered through the door, now supporting a sallow-looking Lee Stevens, another boy in our biology class. Edward and I drew back against the wall to give them room.